USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Improving news for the Midwest, where Americans have been suffering through the worst temperatures and wind chills in a generation. Chicago might still approach an all-time record of 27 degrees below zero this morning, with wind chills making it feel below 50 degrees below zero. But by later today, a bit of a warming trend, if you can call it that, will start to take hold. However, the Arctic blast is now affecting the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. The cold weather is blamed now for at least a dozen deaths. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged after a policy meeting yesterday, and the Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy will still be growing this year
at a solid pace in 2019, although likely slower than the very strong pace of 2018.
And saying inflation remains in check. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The driver of an 18-wheeler who was allegedly driving recklessly on Interstate 10 in Mississippi ends up holding police at bay with a machete in his hand. The Mississippi Highway Patrol Master Sergeant Chase Elkins telling NBC News,
"He had black blinds that covered all the windows, so it was difficult for us to see him inside the truck."
But after the several-hour standoff, 33-year-old Michael Mack of Baton Rouge eventually surrendered to authorities. Finally, speaking about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says in his State of the League address yesterday that he's hoping to prevent a similar situation in the future. However, he says that officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. He spoke, of course, in advance of Sunday's Super Bowl game in Atlanta, saying in general, the NFL is in really good shape right now. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky's Republican governor is taking some heat for something he said about the cold. Governor Matt Bevin saying when he said earlier this week that America is going soft for closing schools due to cold weather, well, it was taken out of context by the media.
What you're quoting is two ends of a sentence, the middle of which I said, certainly we need to err on the side of safety.
He spoke on Fox News. Many of Kentucky's schools did close yesterday, and many will be closed again today because of that frigid weather. A jury is awarding Senator Rand Paul more than $580,000 after he's attacked by his neighbor. The Kentucky Republican was tackled by Rene Boucher in November 2017 as Paul was simply mowing his lawn. He suffered 6 broken ribs and 3 fractures. There were complications during his recovery as well. The jury awarding Paul $375,000 in punitive damages and $200,000 for pain and suffering and nearly $8,000 in additional medical expenses. Boucher pleaded guilty in March to assaulting a member of Congress and was also given 30 days in prison. And in South Florida, police and the FBI are looking into a tunnel that was discovered yesterday that appears to lead into a bank. Police also found muddy boots, a homemade ladder, a stool, and digging tools in that tunnel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.